Unit 1. Intercultural Communication in Today's World. Almost every day, we hear words such as globalization or intercultural communication from the media, as well as from teachers, parents, and friends. Although we hear these words frequently, we often don't have a good understanding of what they mean. The term globalization refers to a process by which companies, goods, services, and people from various geographical locations spread out over the globe. One obvious example of globalization is an increase in trading relationships between countries from around the world. As countries increase trade with one another, our supermarket shelves become more and more international. You can wander down the aisles of your local supermarket and find fruits and vegetables, sauces, and a wide variety of other products from all over the world. At the same time, when you travel abroad, you may notice Japanese products for sale at local supermarkets, Japanese cars on the roads, and Japanese electronics for sale at department stores. As trade increases between countries, it is not uncommon for companies to set up branches in foreign countries. When this happens, employees are often sent abroad for work. This means communicating with local people and building relationships with them. Such a process can be both challenging and exciting. Working in a foreign environment means adjusting to new work styles, new languages for communication, and new ways of thinking.